Joining us to talk about the economy, the latest news on the economy and how that influences investors, is Mark Myers of Stern AG & Leach. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yes, it is all about the economy, and that's one thing I wanted to look at today, especially with all the recent government announcements and how it affects the markets and the economy. Now, we have seen this economy slow quite a bit, especially through manufacturing. Now, manufacturing makes up about 12% of our economy, and that fell 0.7% in August. That's the biggest decrease we've seen in 5 months. The production of motor vehicles and parts fell 4%, and that's the most we've seen in over a year. And unemployment rate's holding above 8%. It currently stands at 8.1%. Now, what does the government say we need to do about all this? They say we need to spend more money. And speaking of spend more money, we have run a fourth year, straight year, of trillion-dollar deficits. The Treasury Department says for the deficit for the first 11 months of 2012 budget year, which ends September 30th, totaled $1.16 trillion. Now, that is 6% less than the same period last year, and that's mainly because tax receipts are higher because of the modest improvements in the economy. But President Obama has run trillion-dollar deficits each year he's been in office. So with all these deficits, the government says we're going to spend an extra $40 billion a month buying back mortgage-backed securities to drive down interest rates even further. And the Fed says they're not going to stop pumping up the economy at the first sign of improvement. The Fed is looking for sustained improvement in labor market conditions. Even after the unemployment rate starts to go down, the Fed wants to give its policies time to ensure that the recovery is well-established, Bernanke has said. And the Fed's policies should help Main Street as well as Wall Street. And I will quote what Chairman Bernanke has said. He said mortgage rates should go down even further and housing markets should get a boost. There's a lot of shoulds in this. And this should make many consumers feel wealthier, especially ones who see the values of their 401ks increase as a result of higher stock prices. And this wealth effect should lead consumers to spend more money, which should create more demand for business products and services. Plus, even lower mortgage rates should spur additional home sales and home constructions, which should boost overall economic growth. So we'll actually see if him spending all this money actually works. But the one big problem most economists are worried about is with Bernanke throwing an extra $40 billion a month out in the economy, that causes our dollar to weaken compared to other currencies in the world. And that could cause inflation, but Bernanke is confident that inflation won't rear its ugly head. Now, he has been correct. For the last several years, inflation has only averaged about 2%. But we did see U.S. consumer prices rise in August, and it was the largest one-month price increase we've seen since June of 2009, and that was mainly because of gasoline. The index of consumer prices, which measures how much Americans pay for everything from groceries to cars, grew 0.6% in August from the prior month, which is the first monthly gain we've seen since March. Prices for food, medical care, and utilities, they all rose across the board. But when you removed volatile food and energy costs, which the Fed likes to do, they like to remove that out of the equation, consumer prices rose a mild 0.1% last month. But gasoline prices were up 9%, and that accounted for about 80% of the overall gain. Now, gasoline prices rising this quickly and this fast puts a serious strain on consumers' wallet and leaves less cash available for other purchases. Now, one thing I did want to look at was, with the Fed pumping $40 billion a month into the economy, how could that affect the stock market? And we looked back at when the Fed did this before. We call this quantitative easing 3 is what they're doing now. And we looked at when they did quantitative easing 1, and that was from March of 2009 to March of 2010. Stocks, as measured by the S&P 500 during that period, gained 73%. And then when they came in with quantitative easing 2, and that was from August of 2010 to June of 2011, stocks advanced by 26% during that period. So here we are today. Starting at the beginning of June, the stock market began rallying in anticipation that more stimulus would be on its way from the Fed. And the stock market is up over 16% year to date. So we'll see if that continues on. Now, as far as individual stocks out there, everyone's still talking about the Apple iPhone. That stock is continuing its upward trend. That stock's up over 60%. 1% year to date, and it's going to be up again this morning. And that's because Apple has come out and said they sold over 2 million iPhones just during the first 24 hours of sale. Now, it does look like the stock market as a whole will open up down a little bit, nothing dramatically. It looks like it'll be down about 23, 24 points right off the open, but it looks like Apple will be up about $5 on the open.
All right, they're doing well, and hopefully that will spread to other people. Certainly the market is up, but the dollars are less value. There you go. All right. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Make your dollars be more valuable. Find out how and talk to him. Ask the questions that you have, and he'll have some answers. At Stern, Agee & Leach here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street. Give him a call at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email Mark at mmyers@sternagee.com.